Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we continue with the curious tale of Pedro Martinez with Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamak, who is a supporter for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Plan your adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is
and
Sam Shad.
Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to have the whole show today with Dick Gamak, the Washoe County District Attorney, and we're taping this on Tuesday, July 29th. So people will have a perspective on the date. Right. So I wanted to get your input on the Pedro Martinez scandal. What's your immediate thoughts?
My immediate thoughts is what's going on. I think I'm like everyone else. Had no idea this was coming. I was there at the school board meeting on June 10th when he had his evaluation. I got up and spoke for Pedro.
What did you say?
I told him that from my perspective, this man's tremendous. Our county, which is not a very big county when you look at the entire United States, was just honored with the number one superintendent in the country. And I said, we got a good potential here for having another number one superintendent. They worked with each other.
Heath Morrison, you're referring to, previous one.
When Heath made this, Pedro worked for Heath before he went to Las Vegas, and he went to Las Vegas and he came back here. And from my perspective, the man's done a tremendous job. His interest is the kids. When I sat there and listened to what they expected of the superintendent of the school district, I got up and said, you know, I thought my job was a bear. But, man, this is something else. They expect him to be to all 100-plus schools, to visit with everybody, to catch all the parents' stuff. And it's not outlandish for him. He does it. And when they started talking about what he had accomplished and what he's done, it's just absolutely phenomenal. So when all this broke loose, I have some information on another thing that was happening, but the school board has specifically said that it didn't involve that. So then I'm sitting there saying this was June 10th, just over a month ago.
Can you share that with us?
Sure. We were at our awards ceremony for the AVR, which is the Association of Victims' Rights, Alliance for Victims' Rights, here a couple of months ago, April. And Mike Maris was there, and so was Pedro.
Chief.
And Mike Maris was the police chief at that time for the school district. And Mike was going to honor a couple of students for what happened at Sparks Middle School. And he told me that Pedro told him specifically not to do that because he didn't want to pick out individual students because of the whole thing that happened. And Mike said, I'm going to do it anyway. Well, Pedro's sitting in the audience. So I looked at Mike and I said, are you going to introduce Pedro? And he said, no, I'm not. So I introduced Pedro, he's superintendent of schools, and we all went about our business. Well, I had a little problem with that because Pedro is the boss. But that was Mike's call and his choice, and they went on down the road. I don't know if that led to or was part of the reason he left the school district, but I had problems with it.
And he was fired.
Yes, and I had problems with that incident happening there.
Why?
His boss told him not to do it. I mean, pretty simple, and that was just one part of it. The other part of it was you don't disrespect the man like that. He's still the superintendent of the Washoe County Schools, and he's sitting there in a crowd of people. And I went ahead and introduced him.
What do you think of the job the former police chief had been doing?
Mike and I have known each other for a lot of years. I think he does a good job up there. It's an extremely political job. It's a tough job. So I'm just reporting what I heard in facts.
Why is a police chief a political job in a school district?
Oh, in a school district? Oh, you've got superintendents, you've got the school board, you've got all kinds of other people that are involved in stuff. They are not full police department simply because they have very restricted jurisdiction. They have very restricted other areas that they can cover. So they're kind of caught in between a full-blown Category 1 police agency and security agencies that have even less powers. So they're in the middle of that. Recruiting people, keeping people is tough. You have to answer to a lot of different people. You never know when a teacher or a principal is going to come looking for you for something that they perceive has been done wrong or hasn't been done. So he's got a lot of things coming from a lot of different directions up there.
The latest, we're taping this on Tuesday, the 29th of July, is that Pedro Martinez quoted in the Reno Gazette Journal this morning as saying that if things can be worked out, he would be happy to stay because it's not about lawsuits, it's about the kids, and I'm paraphrasing. Your thoughts on that?
Certainly. I my biggest concern is, and the thing that really struck me is we have a potential here for staying on top as one of the top school districts. I get real tired of hearing about how Nevada is one of the worst in the country. A lot of that comes out of Clark County simply because they are so overcrowded. They have so many people down there, and I don't think that they have ever caught up in their education. Plus, there's always arm wrestling with the legislature on funding. But Washoe County has been a very premier educational site, and I think that we need somebody of the caliber of Pedro Martinez to continue that. I am a Pedro Martinez fan, there's no question about it. If there's other things that do affect his competency to hold the job, then that needs to get ironed out and done, because in June 10th, none of this came up. In June 10th, he was given some areas that he needed to improve on a little bit, a little better communications with the board and a couple other things that were all done right in public, but nothing came up that there was any kind of major problems. The only thing I'm aware of between then and now was the Mike Maris firing, and the school board has already said that didn't weigh in on their decision. So I think I'm along with a lot of other people sitting here scratching our heads saying, then what the hell happened?
We're going to have to take a break in a moment here, but you know, the whole concept here of the breaking of the open meeting law by the school board, how did you perceive that? Because, I mean, they have an attorney. They have experienced people on that board who have served in state and local government over the years. Shouldn't they have known better?
The open meeting law is a very complex law, and it's very difficult to follow. We have attorneys arguing all the time over what specific provisions mean or how they apply or what they apply or what you need to do. We have a habit in our office of erring on the side of being conservative with it. If we think it applies, we go ahead and apply it, just so we don't have that issue. That was another one of the things I thought of right away was what happened with open meeting law here. The Attorney General has been asked to look into that, I believe, by the Reno Gazette Journal, and there's been a complaint filed, so they're going to investigate it. That's their jurisdiction. It falls within their lap. So I'm not going to make a call one way or the other. I'm just going to say I think there's some issues there.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Dick Gamick when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with District Attorney for Washoe County, Dick Gamek, and we're talking about the Pedro Martinez case. This thing has taken so many twists and turns along the way. Mayor Bob Cashaw was on the program yesterday. He said that in his estimation that this case has already cost the Washoe County School Board $1.5 million, and it could potentially cost between $5 and $10 million. Your thoughts on that?
I don't want to weigh in on that, and this is why. We have so many experts out there talking now. Senator Sagerbloom down in Las Vegas came out saying there's a 1983 federal law violation here that could lead to millions. Everybody's making comments on this. It's going to be what it's going to be. Right now, all that's been filed is a request for a temporary restraining order to keep the board from doing any, taking any further action at this time. That's the only thing I'm aware of right now. I don't think there's been any actual lawsuits filed. So we'll need to see how it breaks out legally.
I believe Mr. Martinez had filed a lawsuit initially here.
Okay, he may have. I've got a lot of other things to do, and I've been trying to keep track of this too. So I don't even want to guess where we're going there. I think it's going to be very expensive. But Pedro's comments this morning were that I didn't come back here to Reno and start this to make money off lawsuits. I'm here for the kids. And I've talked to Pedro before. This is his home. I know he wants to stay here. I just don't know if he can now that all this has happened. I'm really extremely hopeful that it will work out.
The mayor was also talking about public outcry and a recall potential for the Board of Regents with the exception of Estella Gutierrez. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, the outcry is there. I've been watching it. I'm seeing a lot of stuff come across on email, people talking. There's definitely a move right now to do a recall. Something else that stumped me in this whole thing is this afternoon it was put on the agenda to come in and get something done here, and then the chair took it off the agenda and said sometime in August we'll have a public hearing and we'll talk. Well, come on, folks. School starts in August. We're going to go into this without the leadership. I can't fathom a lot of the stuff that's going on here. I really can't, Sam.
You deal with the legislature every session, frustratingly at times. It's already been pointed out by Pat Hickey that this is not going to be good going into a legislative session. Do you think that something, if they're not able to settle, because it just seems to me that whatever nice things are said right now, mm-hmm. that you're in an impossible situation. I mean, you and I have been around the block for a while, and if a board has gone through these steps to get rid of you, and you're in the process of filing a lawsuit, and then you're trying to make nice, it's not going to happen. It's not going to resolve well. Do you think that instead of trying to find a national candidate in time for the legislative session, that this might be time to talk to Paul Dugan about coming out of retirement, the former school superintendent? He had a lot of respect of the legislature. He retired because his wife, sadly, was suffering from Alzheimer's mm-hmm. disease and eventually passed away. But do you think that that might be a sensible option?
Had a lot of respect for Paul Dugan. He did a good job while he was the superintendent. I don't know if he will be willing to come out. And I don't know if that's going to heal anything down at the legislature either, because even by the time the legislature starts in February, unless things move a lot faster than they normally do, you're still going to have the school board, you're still going to have the trustees there. So I'm just really looking at this whole thing, trying to figure out if credibility is ever going to be built back up and if relationships are going to be built back up, because you've got a good point. As nasty as this has gotten, as fast as it's gotten there, I don't know how people are going to be able to work together or trust each other now. It's just human nature.
You know, you're in, obviously, for many, many years, you've been a public official and a very well-respected public official. If something like this had happened in your office, would your thought be resignation would be the smart way to go?
It depends. Again, you're throwing something out there. I mean, that's always a thought. If you've done something really bad, and you need to, sometimes there's just times when you need to stand up and say, yeah, I did it. I don't think I can do this anymore because of that. Thank God I've never been there. We've had some oops. We always do. I mean, that's natural. I've talked to Pedro. He's pretty dumbfounded as to what's going on, too. So I don't see that coming. It depends on what the heck happens next.
There have been mentions of potentially elements of racism because Estelle Gutierrez was not in town at the time that this happened. Obviously, Pedro Martinez is also Hispanic. That is not my sense of what's going on here. What's your sense?
No, I wish that card would quit being played. We're never in this country going to get past this diversity as long as people keep throwing that card out there.
And it's been played against you more than once.
Oh, I've been called a bigot many times because, as you're well aware, I don't agree with all this hyphenated Americans. We're all Americans. We all live in the United States of America. I don't care what your color is, what your race is, what your creed is, what your religion is, or anything else, as long as you're not hurting other people. But that keeps being thrown out there. They hired him as a Hispanic individual. They knew that when they hired him. Now they're going to turn around and fire him because he's Hispanic? Come on. You know, there's somebody's got issues here. I know most of the members of the school board. Somebody's got some concerns here. But the way it's being handled is the issue. And it's just crazy. You don't handle things this way. Every person in this country is entitled to due process rights. And you need to do something here instead of just doing it the way it was done.
Well, and the other issue here is that, you know, obviously the board members are now being told by their lawyer not to talk to the media, not to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. Is that the appropriate thing? Should the board be listening to their lawyer at this point?
Well, that's always a fine line to walk, because either legal suits have been filed now or legal suits, the potential of them being filed. And anything you say is going to come back, and it can come back and bite you and come back and help you. Versus the whole political realization of this and the political real life of what's going on. And if you can't say something about your position, then you've got problems there. We've advised our board on various issues not to talk about the thing just because of this issue, and that's always there. And it just puts you in a bad spot.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dick Gamick when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hey, car repair day, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I thought this was car repair day.
It was.
For complete automotive care and tires, get Blue Star Service exclusively at Christensen Automotive. Gas, diesel, major, and minor repairs. Leave it to us.
Our family, making sure your family travels safe.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4.
United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Class Act.
Along with SSGA You Promise 529 Plan, Reno Aces, and Circus Circus.
Whatever it takes.
When you want to be cool, trust family-owned for over 35 years, Cavalero Heating and Air Conditioning. Call today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney. You wanted to add some more about the former police chief of the school.
Well, I just wanted to say, and I really compliment Mike Maris on taking the high road the way he has since he was fired. He's been up here. It's been really great. Pedro's taken the high road. He's up here, too. Neither one of them have taken shots at people. They haven't done any of that, and I think that's great. One other thing I wanted to make sure we did cover today is Pedro, my relationship with him goes back to when he was an assistant superintendent here, working with us in Rotary and career coaching, which is where we go take kids that need help on what they're going to do in the future. We take them out to businesses, show them the businesses, orient them, then we take them to lunch and back to school, and then we kind of check up on them. Role Model Summit, we brought that back this year. That's just a bunch of us in the community, a bunch of people that live here, got together, bringing in a bunch of super athletes, good athletes, not the ones that get all the bad news, but the people who are good people. And we bring them in, and we spend a whole day going to all the high schools. Pedro was totally supportive of that. So were the principals of the schools, and it went over. It was tremendous reception this year, and we had some great athletes. We're coming back again in April 2015 to do it again with other people. So there's been things that he's just jumped right in and supported for the kids, and I hope while all this is going on, that everybody remembers we got a lot of kids in this community that need to get a proper education, that need to have good guidance, for crying out loud. Let's not forget the kids.
All right, bottom line, what do you think is really going on here?
I don't know. That's the problem, Sam. If you've got insight as to what's going on, then I'd like to hear it. I don't know if anybody really knows what's actually going on here, and I think it's getting about time that comes out. What is behind this? What's driving this?
All right, let's change topics here. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
Here. New York Times put out a major piece, an editorial over the last couple of days, talking about the amount of people, nonviolent criminals, who are in jail in this country for offenses like marijuana. And I know you're against marijuana, but that are in prison because of three strikes and you're out type laws, et cetera. The amount of money it's costing the country, the problems that these people have getting back into society, because they're not able to get mortgages, they're not able to get jobs. Do you think that, you know, and Nevada has this problem too with overcrowding in jails. What do you think should be the resolution of this?
Marijuana Policy Project came out with this same thing last time they tried to run marijuana through this state. There's thousands of people in state prison.
Don't you give more credibility to the editorial board of the New York Times?
I know you
don't have any respect for the Marijuana Policy Project.
Yeah, but you see where I'm going here in just a second. We went back and we pulled up all the prison records. There were exactly three prisoners in the Nevada State Prison for marijuana alone, and that was after judges had dealt with them numerous times and finally just said, you're going. So even though it's the New York Times, I still want to see that they have done in-depth investigations in this.
It was a very in-depth. I'll forward you the editorial so you can read it. It's a major piece.
One thing we did in this state in 1995 is we came out with a new crime bill, A, B, C, D, and E felonies. A's and B's are the bad felonies. We're in discussions right now again with the Administration of Justice Committee on some of the B's that are there. We agree there's some B felonies that should not be there. They should be down in the lower classes. The legislature also took C's and D's. E's you can't send people to prison. Very few exceptions. C's and D's here a few years ago. They increased the good time credits. They increased a lot of other ways to get people out of prison. We have agreed, and I say we, by the Nevada District Attorneys Association, and there's been a lot of discussions with sheriffs and chiefs and all the rest of us, that there are B felonies that could go down to C's and D's. And we've prepared a list of those. That doesn't seem to placate them. They want all the B's to go down. Child abuse, robbery, burglary, and I go on with other violent crimes that are B crimes, that have no business being given
slack. When you say they don't agree, who's they?
The Administration of Justice Committee and the people we're talking to.
And this is a federal committee?
No, it's a state committee, but then they have brought in the OJP from the Attorney General's office. Our group has come in from them to take a look at this and evaluate it all. We've had discussions with them, and we're going to carry on discussions with the federal oversight. It's just, actually, they came in here as experts in the area, and we're going to have further discussions with them to see if we can get this issue resolved. There are people that belong in prison, period. And that's the ones I've been after my entire career, the hardcore people. The rest of these people I'll talk about. We've gone to a lot of diversion courts here where we don't send people to prison unless they keep messing up all the time. You don't get into prison just because you've committed a crime. You work to get into prison.
And that's where you got to leave it. Dick Gammon.
You got it.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
When you paint with Frog Tape, something magical happens. Because Frog Tape is the only painting tape with patented paint block technology to give you the cleanest, sharpest lines possible. The patented paint block reacts with water and latex paint to form a micro barrier against paint bleed. Frog Tape Delicate even works on freshly painted surfaces, giving you maximum creative flexibility. For professional results when you paint, there's only one name to know. Frog Tape. Keeps paint out, keeps lines sharp.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the total home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
On our next broadcast, we'll continue the conversation about Pedro Martinez with Joe Gill, Dan Mason, and Greg Crawford, and we'll have members of the Gwynn Center on the next Nevada Newsmakers.